This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with me, Roshan Gunnison, and Noel Lim in studio. In about 15 minutes, we've got the KLCI opening, as well as market insights with Carlos Casanova of GoFast in Hong Kong. Now, before we get to our main story today, which is Bersatu's leadership structure going forward, we have got some breaking news. Press release has been issued by the MACC, confirming that its chief commissioner, Latifah Koya, has resigned. Rumors started about her resignation yesterday, but MACC has now issued a statement. Latifah submitted her resignation to the Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, on Monday, and has stressed in the press release that it was her own decision. I think this was the rumors were circulating yesterday, and it was on the front page of the Financial Daily. You can find the press release over on Twitter at SPRM Malaysia if you want to take a read. But right now, we're heading into our main story right now is about Bersatu's leadership. Following Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's ascension to his new post as Prime Minister of Malaysia, Malaysia's eighth Prime Minister, the key point now is to talk about the formation of his cabinet.
Of course, there's going to be a lot of speculation who are going to take some of the very key positions, right? Deputy Prime Minister is one, Finance Minister. Yesterday, we ran a poll and Finance Ministry was our biggest concern, education, healthcare, and also, I think, trade as well. But, you know, Roshan, what are some of these MPs that you hope will, you know, take on some of these key roles?
Who do I hope? Oh, that's too early to speculate right now. But definitely, I'm paying attention to that because how this is, Tan Sri Muhyiddin's got a job on his hands in terms of how to put the cabinet post, especially after his speech on Sunday night saying that he wanted a clean cabinet. So does that mean that he's going to avoid anyone who's got charges pending against them? Well, we'll have to find out. But right now, we have to remember that Bersatu is actually heading into its own party elections. It's in the initial stages and we've seen some of it happen already. So how does this basically the split in the party, how will it affect their upcoming party elections? For deeper analysis here, we have on the line with us Amir Farid, Director of Strategy from the KRA Group. Amir, considering the events of the past week, what could be the possible impact of the split on Bersatu's party upcoming party elections?
The cut to the party is too deep and it is still very raw. While the majority of senior leaders, especially those who are member of parliament, are in alignment with Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's camp, a handful are still with Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, and these are senior party leaders. As for the grassroots, it's very volatile, according to people that I've spoken to down there. At the grassroots level, there is a lot of confusion, and they don't know how to process what has happened so far. It is expected that, so far as what we know, that the divisional AGM, which was scheduled for April 18 nationwide, will continue. But of course, it is up to the current party leadership to decide. But so far, there's no new announcement. If it does happen, fireworks are expected to go off during these meetings. And it is likely, from what I've heard from my sources, is that Tun Dr. Mahathir and several leaders, especially the MPs in his camp, may likely embark on a nationwide tour to explain their position and the version of what has happened to the grassroots. We've seen this so far earlier this week when there was a Bersatu meeting in Club Sultan Sulaiman, which featured Tun Dr. Mahathir, among other people. And in midweek in Kedah, there was also a Bersatu meeting, which was hosted by Dato' Sri Mukris Mahathir and had YB Said Saddiq there too. Apart from the divisional meeting, which is scheduled to be in mid-April, we also are still waiting whether there's no new announcement on whether the national AGM is scheduled to be on June 25th to 28th, as announced earlier this year, will continue without delays. But it must be noted that Bersatu has postponed its AGM several times before, and they must make sure that now they comply with ROS rules and regulations so that the legal standing of Bersatu is not affected.
Amid this confusion, where does this put Tun Dr. Mahathir, Dato' Sri Mukris Mahathir and Said Saddiq? Are they still in contention for leadership positions in the party election?
well as what was agreed earlier at the grassroots level, the top three party leadership has won uncontested, but I don't know whether that position stays. It's interesting to see whether any disciplinary action will be taken by the president of Bersatu, Tan Sri Muhyiddin, on the office bearers of Bersatu that has supported Dr. Mahathir. Key positions that we're looking at is, of course, Dr. Sri Mukrisa's position as deputy president, YB Syed Saddiq's position as the youth chief of Armada, and of course also Dr. Marzuki as the secretary general. You have to remember, after all, these group of leaders, they're like family, and they've been through thick and thin together, especially in setting up, if we look at the history of Bersatu and setting up Bersatu in 2015, and according to my sources, there are attempts at reconciliation. But then again, if the reconciliation takes very long and is not materializing, then I think it's incumbent upon the party president to fill up the vacancy that may happen and promote his loyalists to some of these posts. And if you're talking about the president's men, then you look at a pool of MPs such as Dato' Hamzah Zainuddin, for instance, who played an important role in the political developments of the past week, or someone like Dato' Rizwan Yusof, the former minister. But it must be noted that someone like Dato' Rizwan Yusof, for instance, lost at the divisional race, the race to be division leader 2-3 weeks back. So someone like him may not command the support and respect of Bersatu grassroots.
No, I mean, as you mentioned, if there isn't a reconciliation between Tun Dr. Mahathir and Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, do you have any predictions as to what the new leadership structure at Bersatu could look like?
As I've alluded to earlier, if the reconciliation doesn't happen, then I think we're looking at the president pointing the president's men at the top of the leadership of Bersatu. And these include names, like I've also mentioned just now, Dato' Hamzah Zainuddin, Dato' Rizwan Yusof. But more tricky in terms of for Armada, because the youth position, there is a race for the top. So we have to wait and see what the disciplinary action, is there any disciplinary action that may be taken by the Bersatu leadership for Armada, or that what is the next move for YB Syed Saddiq? Because again, as I said, for Armada, the race ongoing for the top post.
Taking the bigger picture, what problems do you see Tan Sri Muhyiddin will have managing Bersatu grassroots as well as UMNO and PAS?
Well, of course, Tan Sri Muhyiddin needs to be more proactive on the ground in managing his party. He needs to explain his position and his version of what has happened to the party that led to this current predicament. And of course, as I also said earlier, Tun Dr. Mahathir and his supporters may most likely embark on a nationwide tour. And therefore, for Tan Sri Muhyiddin, it's very important for him to explain his position as well to the party grassroots. Of course, there is that tendency maybe to work using party channels such as division leaders and stuff like that. But it is better, I think, in this case, that Tan Sri Muhyiddin directly engages with the grassroots. It is very difficult to manage. If this is not managed properly, then there may be attempts that UMNO and, of course, PAS may try to control the Malay narrative, especially at the grassroots level.
Now, Amir, with Perikatan Nasional's new group dynamic, how strong is Bersatu considering the states the party has lost to UMNO recently? What can they do to strengthen their position?
We've always said this, that Bersatu needs to work more on its grassroots machinery, on its state level and local level machinery. And it is very clear that UMNO and PAS are superior in this sense with regards to grassroots machinery. But at the state level, Bersatu has considerable number of state representatives in certain states. But we must not also discount the fact that currently, the Prime Minister is the President of Bersatu, and therefore, Bersatu's influence at the state level should not be just limited to the number of seats they have at the State Assembly.
I am wondering if Bersatu, being the smaller party, can disrupt UMNO's own leadership and power structure, or will it be the other way around?
Well, it could play both ways, but we have to look at, again, as I said, at the grassroots level, it is acknowledged that UMNO is far superior at the grassroots level and in terms of organisational structure. But then again, the ball is in the court of Tan Sri Muhyiddin as Prime Minister. And if he doesn't appoint senior UMNO members in cabinet, like Dato' Sri Zahid, like the party president, for instance, then that could cause some internal issues even within UMNO. So now it depends on how he chooses to play and how then grassroots react to it. But as I said, do not underestimate or do not discount the power of the premiership in shaping the dynamics between these new political parties which are in alignment.
So, I mean, in light of all that has happened, does this spell the end of Tun Dr. Mahathir's influence in Bersatu, or is there a possibility for a comeback for him?
Well, do not write Tun Dr. Mahathir off. We have seen his colourful political history. For instance, when he was in UMNO, he was in and out of UMNO, and he can cause disruption when he's inside UMNO and even outside UMNO. And he has been through this many rounds. And I think he will continue to go on and explain. As we know, to Dr. Mahathir, he's very persistent and also very consistent in his messaging. So I think therein lies a potential challenge in terms of disruption within Bersatu. I think it's too early to write to Dr. Mahathir off. At the end of the day, he is a larger-than-life statesman who has dominated Malaysian politics for the past 60 years or more. So therefore, I think he will continue to make his case and continue to be relevant, at least in the on the Malay political ground and within his party, Bersatu.
Thank you for that, Amir. That was Amir Farid from the KRA Group, giving us his analysis on Bersatu and how we could see the party shape up going forward. And you know, some of the possible challenges there. He's, I think the last thing there was noting that we shouldn't write off Tun Mahathir just yet, and that we've seen him. He's been a dominant force in politics for decades right now, and has shaped previously shaped UMNO in and out of that party as well. But I guess we can't also discount the fact that he is 94 years old now. He's not as young as he used to be.
Tun Mahathir is larger than life. That's all I can say, in his 90s, in his 80s. So he's always been that critical force for us. Really, so I think let's move forward, right? So with Tan Sri Muhyiddin, I'm hoping to see some hidden gems. Maybe will take up key positions, or these are people we may not have been so popular or not so visible in the press, and maybe hopefully they are given a chance to shine, especially if we are taking Tan Sri's word quite seriously that he will appoint people who have a clean track record.
Yeah, and I think what's going to be the Bersatu party election is going to be something very important to pay attention to see how that plays out, right? We could see new names come into the picture. Also, how the divisional level does, because the grassroots is going to be very key here. And if Tun Mahathir is going to be going on a roadshow to kind of explain his side of the story, it's going to be very important for Tan Sri Muhyiddin to also get his side of the story to the party. But as Amir pointed there, we should not discount the power of the prime ministership in shaping the party itself. So right now, I think the resignation of Tun Mahathir as chairperson still stands. It'll be very interesting to see how the new leadership shapes up. Will Dato' Sri Mukesh Mahathir still be the deputy president of Bersatu?
Yeah, so I think what's interesting would be Mukris's position, right? And Syed Saddiq, well, it would be a shame that if, he wants to be the voice for the young, but he decides to, he's now deciding to stand by his principles of not wanting to work with corrupt individuals. So I'm not sure how all this will pan out, but from looking at the situation, right, it feels that, Tan Sri Muhyiddin may just still have the upper hand at this point.
Yeah, certainly lots to watch out for, and definitely we need to be paying attention to the party elections and how that turns out. Up next, we've got the KLCI opening as well as Market Insights with Carlos Casanova of Coface, based in Hong Kong. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.